Hola. Ay, Dios mío, it's Thursday. Time for Jackie's Vida Loca, where every week we divulge our Latino secrets, talk about our crazy Latino culture, gossip about our crazy Latino friends and relatives, and interview the craziest, the funniest Latino comedians on the Latino comedy scene. Welcome to my crazy life. Jackie's Vida Loca.
Hola, mis loquitos. It's been a week and I missed you. Hey, it's Jackie Dollar on Jackie's Vida Loca, and it's Valentine's Day, the most sexy, the most romantic day of the year. And so I got a great show for you today, and I'm so excited to tell you about it. But the first thing I want to tell you is my life this week has been loco, totally loco, okay? First of all, it's Valentine's Day today, and up until like 20 minutes ago, I had not purchased a thing for my husband. Thank God he's not in the room right now, because this morning he came into the bedroom with these beautiful little bags of all these little gifts, and I was freaked out completely because I wasn't ready. And as usual, leave everything to the damn last minute. I had to run to his favorite store to get him. I mean, I literally spent way too much money, and that's what happens when you wait till the last minute to get a Valentine's Day present. But I think he's going to like it. We have a really wonderful evening planned, so I'm really looking forward to it. You know, we always do something nice, and, you know, I'm not one of these people, like I mentioned on the last show, not one of these people that rejects Valentine's Day. I embrace it, and like all of us Latinas, we want to feel special on this day. So today, I have some gift ideas. If your lover is a Latina, a beautiful, sexy, hot Latina on Valentine's Day. What a gift, right? Well, if that's your girlfriend or wife, I've got some tips for you for Valentine's Day today and for all Valentine's Days in the future. But before I go to that, I want to tell you that, you know, I had promoted that Trashy was going to be on our show today. And I want to send a big shout out to my friends at Trashy Lingerie. They're amazing and they're going crazy over there. You know, it's the busiest shopping day of the year at Trashy, and they're just, you know, a little company. They're just one store location. So all hands are on deck. Deck, D-E-C-K, okay, people? Don't get the wrong idea. This is all a clean show. So they're basically going crazy at Trashy Lingerie right now, selling tons of products. And so they're not going to be on the show with us today, which I was very, very upset and disappointed by when I got the news from them that they were just going nuts and couldn't participate. But get this. We got another guest, Victoria's Secret. I was shocked when Victoria's Secret agreed to do an interview with our show today, and actually it's this absolutely beautiful, gorgeous, hot guy named José Rodo. José Rodo is the creative director for North American Retail Operations, and he is a very handsome guy who's working with some of the most beautiful women in the world, and he is going to share with us what he thinks is sexy, what is sexy, and what Victoria's Secret is doing for Valentine's Day. So I'm really excited, so excited about that, and I'm sorry, Trashy, but Victoria's Secret, that's a big, big win. So excited about that. Now, last show, I told you that I actually advised guys on the show that they shouldn't go to the supermarket to get flowers for their loved one. Well, I got to admit, wouldn't you know it? My husband came home with flowers from the grocery store last night. And you want to know something? They're beautiful. They're fresh. They're beautiful tulips. They're bright red. They're not dying. And they look so pretty in my home that I got to retract that statement, because honestly, guys, if you can get away with going to the grocery store to get Valentine's Day flowers, I say do it. Do it. And get other presents as well, okay? Don't just leave it at that. Don't make that your Valentine's Day thing. Don't leave things till the last minute like me. And listen up. Okay, so here are the gift ideas if your lover is Latina, okay? I mentioned it before. I'm going to reiterate it today. No freaking stuffed animals, okay? It doesn't warm our hearts. It only pisses us off and confirms our suspicions that you are immature, broke, and a pendejo who couldn't for once put your puta vida, you know, and spring it on Valentine's Day, okay? So please, refrain from the stuffed animals. I mean, I think that's great for high school students, okay? But when you're a grown-up, you don't give Valentine's Day gifts as stuffed animals. Unless there's a big fat ring attached to it, don't do it. Here's another suggestion. You might want to consider a mariachi group serenading your loved one at her window at like very early in the morning. This is a Mexican tradition, and I think we need to bring this to the United States of America. Okay, and I can tell you, it's a little embarrassing if your neighbors are gringos, But we will appreciate the effort. And one little song will do, okay? 10 blaring songs at 4 o'clock in the morning is totally overkill. But mariachis, oh my God, how romantic. Here's another thought. Do not give any cleaning products, appliances, knives, lamps, or any other domestic tools for Valentine's Day. They're not romantic. They only remind us, you know, that you really just don't have a romantic bone in your body. You need to remind us that you love us, okay? Not that we've put off our household chores for the last couple months, all right? Here's another suggestion. This is a good Jackie suggestion, and I'll give you a tip. Okay, so I think it's really great if you got a big heart tattoo with your girlfriend's name on it, like Lupita Maria Alessandra Jimenez. Like, it'd have to be a very big heart tattoo. And in a place, not in an obscure place, in a place where everybody could see, like your neck or maybe even like your arm, you know, at the top of your arm in the biggest spot. I, you know, honestly, what could I tell you? I don't really care where it goes as long as people can see it. It could be your forehead. But you know what? The ungodly pain that you underwent to profess your love will go over so incredibly well with a Latina girlfriend. Trust me when I tell you. Here's another idea. A parade, okay? I've always wanted a parade. I told my husband I wanted a parade. I still haven't gotten a parade. But the USC Marching Band is great. And if you could get them, like, in the heart of Pico Rivera, playing, like, the salsa version of some romantic song, like Take My Breath Away from Top Gun or something like that, right? I think that would be so amazing to throw a parade for your girlfriend. And you don't have to wait till it's, like, Valentine's Day again. You can do it for her birthday. You can do it for Christmas. You can take any holiday. In fact, you can do it tomorrow. Just have a parade. I think that's a great idea. And certainly she will feel special. Here's another thought. This is kind of in the line of grocery store flowers, but really nothing from CVS. No gift from CVS will go well-received. I mean, CVS stands for go somewhere else for Valentine's Day, stupid. CVS. If your lover is Latina, don't ever, ever, ever say that Valentine's Day is over-commercialized and get her nothing, because she'll only feel like nothing. But you are guaranteed to get nothing, if you know what I mean, every February 14th for the rest of your breathing life. And she will pass this info on to any other future bitches that you date after she dumps your nothing ass. So take my advice. Don't say that Valentine's Day is not a real holiday. Also, don't tell us about the amazing clearance item that was marked down 75% that you got as our gift. Okay? I don't care if you got a good deal. And by the way, I'm the biggest, like, sale queen you would ever meet. But on a holiday like Valentine's Day, don't say you got a great deal, whatever you do. And don't tell us, you know, that you didn't pay full price. Here's another tip. Okay, I'm addicted to my iPhone. Honestly, it's so hard for me to put it down. But you need to put your phone down on Valentine's Day. And I promise I will do the same, because any Latina, any good Latina girlfriend is going to suspect your ass of texting your mistress, even if you don't have one. So I suggest no texting on Valentine's Day. Just give it, unless you're texting her and she's not around and you're texting her, that's totally fine. Here's the other thing. You need to dress up for her, okay? Like James Bond, brother. Make an effort to get out of that Lakers shirt and look nice and smell nice. Have a shower. You know, do all the primping like we do. It's totally unfair that we have to spend a week and a half getting ready for Valentine's Day, and all you guys do is have a 15-minute shower. So you need to really make an effort to look pretty for your girlfriend on Valentine's Day. And also, make sure your pants aren't too short. That's the worst. When guys wear pants that are too short, that just tells me they have absolutely no fashion sense and that they put those pants in the dryer. And you don't want to come across like that, okay? Lastly, you need to take your mommy, your hot Latina mommy, to Victoria's Secret to try on and buy some sexy lingerie. Now, I know you know we're talking to the guy from Victoria's Secret today, and yes, this is a shameless plug, but I can tell you, going to Victoria's Secret with your girl, whether it's on Valentine's Day or the day before, to get some sexy stuff for the big night, I think could be a very nice outing. And when you finish with that, you can go to the Godiva store, because my husband went to the Godiva store and got me these two beautiful strawberries covered in chocolate. One is in dark chocolate, the other one's in white chocolate. And I can't tell you, I thought that was like the most special thing. So I think You know, it's the little things. It's the little details. You know, I keep talking about all these presents and all these things that, you know, I'd love to have. But at the end of the day, what makes a really fantastic romantic Valentine's Day is to have somebody that you know loves you as the day is long and would do anything for you. And love really does conquer all. Look, anybody who's been in any kind of relationship will tell you that there are peaks and valleys, that there are great times and then there are not so great times. The best of couples hash it out and argue. But love does conquer all, and understanding and trust and all those foundational things. And I'll get off my soapbox in a minute, okay? But I do need to say these things because anybody who has that is very, very lucky. And I consider myself very, very lucky. So this is the serious part of my show. I just want to shout out to my beautiful, wonderful husband who's been wonderful to me every Valentine's Day since I met him. He brings a tear to my eye, and he's just the most wonderful guy in the world. I couldn't imagine having anybody else on Valentine's Day share that you know, that day with me and share my life with me. So, Lee, I love you very much. Okay, enough of that. Now I want to tell you, we all give each other chocolate. I just mentioned Godiva. Did you guys know that the Mayans are the creators of chocolate? Hello, Mexico. Thank you for another great import. If it weren't for them, we'd be giving each other like salmon or turkey on Valentine's Day. Can you imagine if the pilgrims created Valentine's Day? Okay, where was I going with that? I have no clue. But it doesn't sound too sexy. I mean, imagining the Mayans creating chocolate. You know, chocolate was like the most highly prized currency. It was more valuable than like silver. And in Spain, they didn't have tea sets. They had chocolate sets, like for hot chocolate. And originally, chocolate wasn't sweet. It was actually a savory flavor. So it didn't have any sweetening in it until the Spanish got it. But when the Mayans created chocolate, they created stuff like what you would have like on mole, which we had for dinner last night in celebration of Valentine's Day. I made chicken mole. Chicken mole. I love chicken mole. That chocolate sauce that's like savory chocolate sauce, oh, my God, it is to die for. And it does have caffeine in it, people. It kept me up all night. Which is not unusual because I'm a crazy one and I come up with my best ideas at 3 o'clock in the morning. But anyway, listen, I want to cue this up for our promo. We got a promo coming up, and then we got the interview of a lifetime for Valentine's Day. We got Jose Rodo, who speaks with an accent that's nothing like this, but you're going to love him. So, Eric, baby, please run the promo and run that interview, and thank you.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting Shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303.
All right, boys, this one is for you. Trust me, after I've spent the last 2 days getting ready for Valentine's Day and all night in the tightest jeans tonight, with my circulation cut off between the top of my body and the bottom of my body, after I've wolfed down a massive steak for dinner tonight and about 5 cocktails, trust me, I'd rather be in my comfy pink brand sweats going night-night. But I realize you got to make an effort, and that effort is called lingerie. The intimate apparel industry does about $30 billion in sales every year, $30 billion, people, with about a third of that taking place in the U.S. So we account for a third of the entire intimate apparel market. And thanks to stuff like the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show, the industry is growing at about 8% each year. Listen, about 50% of all lingerie sales are, you're never going to believe this, but bras, not underwear. And the largest customer base is 45 to 54 years old, followed by 25 to 34-year-olds. But brands like Victoria's Secret and Pink are dominating the growing teen market with sales of roughly $1 million. So they're still relatively small in terms of the total market, but definitely growing. And the number one lingerie brand in the world, I already mentioned it, it's Victoria's Secret, with retail locations across the globe, catalogs, of course, the fashion show, which we all love with the million-dollar bras, and the hottest supermodels on the planet, and a pervasive advertising and social media presence. Victoria's Secret,
is synonymous with sexy. And today, on Jackie's Vida Loca, we have the creative director responsible for all Victoria's Secret retail operations across North America. Please welcome to our show, José Rodo.
Hi, Jackie. Thank you, first of all, to get me the opportunity to talk to you. A long time we haven't seen each other and talk, so it's a pleasure. Thank you for the compliment. I would just bring down a notch on being the creative director. There's a team of creative directors and a team of creatives that pull this through, not just me. There's obviously some people that were the creators of the Angels and all behind the fashion show. And then there's other creatives in different departments that can make women feel sexy and men loving it. So we did create, the greatest brand. But I'm not the creative director. I'm one of the creative directors to pull it through.
Listen,
and have the best experience for that.
You're being very nice
women.
Here. You're being very nice. But in my heart and in my eyes, you're so handsome and so intelligent and such a pleasure. We work together. To me, you're the creative director. I don't care who else there is. You're special to me. I want to tell you a little bit about José because I didn't get a chance to tell you. This guy is trilingual, tricultural. He can whisper sweet nothings in Portuguese, English, Spanish, and French. He is a sexy guy, and he works for a sexy brand. And we are so lucky to have him on Valentine's Day because what better day, right? So, I just want to know, Victoria's Secret is a brand that promotes sexy worldwide. What was it like when you first started there? Were you totally intimidated?
Well, not intimidating, but fascinating. It's a fascinating brand. And then coming from, the advertising world to the retail world and being fall in a parachute in this brand with 95% women that are very proud of lingerie and bras, and they all wear them. It's not intimidating, but it's more fascinating than anything
else.
Well,
you told me last night, because we had a preliminary conversation last night in preparation for this interview, and José, or let's call him Rodo because all of his close friends call him Rodo. Rodo disclosed to me that he knows how to fit a bra, and I found that fascinating. How did you learn this incredible skill?
Yes, it is. Unfortunately, I cannot practice in the stores, obviously, for obvious reasons. But, since I'm a creative and I'm curious by nature, I needed to learn a little bit more and get more knowledge. And I think, if you are best at bras, well, let's try. How do you fit a bra? What is the perfect fit for different bodies? So I start practicing with mannequins. They'll have different shapes too and different sizes. So that's how I started. Until I kind of got a guinea pig and I was trying and see if that was true. From a plastic mannequin to a flesh, not mannequin, obviously. So I gained a little bit more knowledge. Now I'm really dangerous at looking at people because I look and I kind of figure out what they sizes.
Do you, look at women and sort of in your mind think, that bra totally does not fit her?
Yes, that too. And, one of the reasons, that some women, they don't look perfect. They look sexy, but they don't look perfect. It's because some of them, they don't know that we have associates that actually are experts on bra fitting. And they actually take measures and tell them what is the best bra for that body. So
that
next time you go
so
to a
awesome.
Store, you would have a really good experience.
Well, be careful, you'll have a really good experience could mean a lot of things to my listeners. And it is Valentine's Day, Yeah. So, now you are an expert bra fitter. You're an expert in what's sexy. Now that you've worked at Victoria's Secret for a couple of years, I'd like to ask you, tell our listeners what you, a guy, a cute guy that works at Victoria's Secret with an accent like that, oh, my God, Portuguese, we have to talk about that in a minute. But, a guy like you working at Victoria's Secret now is an expert on sexy. Tell us what you find sexy in women.
Sexy in women, it's when I feel that a woman feels sexy inside and out. When you perceive that, that transpires sexy overall.
That simple?
It has to start. Yeah, that simple. Is that simple? It's not the shape. It's not the body itself. All of those together obviously counts. But emanating sex inside and out, that's what really feels sexy.
Okay, so Victoria's Secret is a brand that hires the most beautiful supermodels, and we're going to talk about supermodels. But, you know, in your mind, a woman is sexy when she feels sexy and she emanates that, right? But when you're casting for different projects and things, and it's not just Victoria's Secret, but, you know, they use a particular model type that's found very sexy. What do you think people in general find sexy, and what do people in general relate to?
I think attitude is sexy. Women, and in general people, when they have a great attitude, great disposition, that is very sexy. That is really the ice on the cake.
And I think you're right. I think, like, mindset goes a long way. Sexy can be defined in so many different ways. Like, just this past week, I had a meeting, an audition, actually, for a show, and I had to play a badass. I had to play a badass character, and I totally dressed like a chola badass. And it was like the long eyeliner, all the spikes. My hair was done completely like a chola. I wore all black with a belt with a silver eagle on it. I can't begin to tell you how many guys turned their head just to look. I mean, I think it was because they thought that was hot.
You don't have a badass attitude.
That badass lurks inside of me, baby. Okay, so you know what? Let's talk about supermodels, because you work with a lot of supermodels at Victoria's Secret. It's Supermodel Central. What are they really like?
They're really down to earth. They're really a normal day-to-day human being, beautiful women. They're not, prima donnas. I don't know them all. I just, a couple of them, and the ones that I kind of know, they're really nice. Some of them are mothers, so they have very sweet to their. That's why we call them angels. We'll not call them angels if they're not in that category. So they have to be sweet to be an angel.
Wow. See, I did not know that. I didn't know that Victoria's Secret hires models not just because they're beautiful, but in order to be an angel, you have to have the right head on your shoulders.
Yes, you do.
My favorite angel of all time is Adriana Lima. To me, she is just the epitome of sexy and beautiful. Do you have a favorite as well?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. As a long time, Adriana Lima, I think she's screams angel, she screams Victoria's Secret, no doubt about it. And then, we have newcomers into the play. Candace, it's another angel. Beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
She's a very beautiful, very docile person.
That's really good to hear, because I think people often want to hate supermodels because they are so superhuman and super beautiful. But at the end of the day, they're really just girls,
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Insecurities and girls that have their hang-ups like we all do. And, look, a lot of us are insecure about being in lingerie. And I'll be the first to admit, it's like I just want the lights a particular, completely bright room.
They have a job to do like everybody else has a job to do. Jackie, you're a beautiful woman too.
Aw,
so,
thank you.
Yes,
thank
you are. And,
sweet.
Obviously you may not, feel comfortable in lingerie, but I know you are one of our loyal customers.
Absolutely. I have been for 20 years.
And you're a very approachable person, and they are too.
Where I was going with this is, like, we all have, no matter how perfect I think your body is, I think women in general have that internal sort of voice, right? We all have our little insecurities. And what I wanted to say is, we Latinas in particular have a little bit more junk in the trunk and a little bit more on the top. We're curvy girls, I mean, one thing when you look at me is that my behind is Latino. And it's not like I have this huge behind, but, you can tell I'm a Latina from my body shape.
And not only from your body.
What else?
But your attitude, too.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right.
We do have a lot of bras and panties, from all the different brands, definitely for Latinas. How proud they are from their curves and how proud they are from their heritage.
Like, what is the best type of lingerie for a girl that has a lot of curves? What should curvy girls wear to look the best?
I think it depends on their shape, and I think it depends on the sizes, because you may want it to get to a push-up, and you may not look good, and you want it to get to a demi. So
are you recommending
different
a demi?
I would recommend a demi to some people. Yes, I would.
I love it. I love it, because, we're so used to hearing this kind of advice from women. It's a girls' club, right? You go into Victoria's Secret, you find the girl, you talk to them. But to hear it from a guy's perspective is funny, and it's great, I'm excited to hear your opinion on all these things. Okay, let's pretend that I had $1,000 to spend at Victoria's Secret for Valentine's Day. I want you to create a shopping list for Jackie.
And it's just a list for yourself or anyone else included in that list?
Predominantly for me. but for Valentine's Day. So, you know, I'm
so
willing
you
to share.
So you want to kind of put something in there, right? So I would say definitely go to the new collections for bras and with matching pants. You probably, since you exercise, I would make a stop at Victoria's Secret Sport because you told me before that you had your pink sweatpants. Well, maybe we have there for you, and you can go to pink because you're going to look and you're going to feel a lot, you know, energized and a little bit younger. And then I would make a stop at beauty for fragrances.
Mm-hmm.
We have really, really good fragrance. And, of course, why not just getting a fragrance for him? Because we do have fragrance for men, too, which most men do not know.
Great.
Oh, and by the way, Valentine's Day, we do have chocolate.
Oh, chocolates, too?
Yes, we do.
Oh, my goodness. You know what I was always impressed with is you guys also have, like, very fine lingerie. I bought a corset at Victoria's Secret for almost $200 a couple years ago for Valentine's Day. And I wore it on Valentine's Day a couple years ago, and it's sitting in my drawer.
It shouldn't. It should not be
Valentine's Day.
Well, Jackie, I'm sorry, but it should not be sitting in your drawer.
I know.
Should be wearing that. You should be wearing that.
I think I could just wear it under like a black jacket. It's so pretty.
And then you have to let me know how you feel.
I will text you a picture.
I will send you a pair of wings.
Yes. Oh my God, I need a pair of wings so bad.
Yes. With that corset, with the black jacket, you will become an angel to my eyes.
Oh my God. Are you guys ever going to hire Victoria's Secret devils? Because I think I could qualify for that. Oh my God. Working at Victoria's Secret has got to be so exciting. I would imagine it's like an exciting place to work because you can spend the entire day looking at nearly naked women on your PC and not get in trouble. But what's the most exciting thing there, like working in that cool environment? Tell me about some exciting experiences.
This is, you know, it's not a financial company. It's not a very boring company. And it's a very exciting company with very exciting people. It becomes very easy, you know, all of the conversations and all of, you know, meetings left and right. And just the fact that we have to look at hundreds and hundreds of images of, yes, almost naked women. It's just normal. It's part of the business, you know. Even when we have people coming from human resources, from other companies, at first they don't feel ease to it, and then they get used to it. It's really a different world, and it's our world.
It's just a completely different paradigm. Do you think that working in that environment all the time, surrounded by beautiful women that are your work associates, looking at beautiful women on a laptop, like you said, hundreds and hundreds of these images, do you feel like your standard for beauty has just become, like, stratospheric? Do you think you've desensitized to average-looking women?
You look at things differently, yes, you do. But because, you know, I started being a photographer and art and being a designer, I already had that beauty side of it. So I always look at things different and trying to see the white canvas that people do not see. So being exposed to this environment, it kind of helps me redefine it and look for even further for more beauty things and kind of, you know, making sure that people feel beauty and people look at things and take that, no, yeah, I don't feel like that. I'm trying to take that thought away from them.
Well, it's Valentine's Day, and to wrap up our interview, I would like you to share your thoughts for the most romantic Valentine's Day for our listeners. You know, coming from somebody who is an expert in sexy, an expert in romance, how do you make Valentine's Day even more special? You know, I know you guys have some beautiful things, a Valentine's Day collection. How do you make it even more beautiful and more special, and what are some thoughts and ideas you can share with our listeners?
Browsing the store, don't be shy. Ask questions. We have people to help everybody. The knowledge enough to help everybody. And get that little surprise, the unexpected surprise, and that you will create a great momentum for your Valentine's Day.
And is it safe to bring the boyfriend into Victoria's Secret and shop together? Will you get shopper help when you go into the store?
Are you kidding me? Men love Victoria's Secret.
What are they like? What are they like when they go into a store? Are they clueless, or do they go there to pick up women, or what do they go there for?
I think men got a little bit better knowledge, and they get a lot more comfortable in the stores than years ago. I've seen a lot of men in stores, and I visit a lot of the stores, and they feel comfortable. They can walk out with a pink bag, says Victoria's Secret, and they're proud of it. They're not hiding that bag. It's a man that shows confidence.
It's kind of like a man with a puppy or a baby, you know? If you have a puppy or a baby, women are going to love you. If you have a Victoria's Secret bag, they're going to love you even more because you know
that's
for them.
They know that he's going to have something in that bag that is going make someone happy.
I must admit, see, my husband knows me very, very well, and I have a great husband who's just a doll. Like, he's already given me all of my presents for Valentine's Day, and he's just the sweetest guy. But for Christmas, he had a huge Victoria's Secret bag under the tree, and he didn't wrap anything. He just had it in the Victoria's Secret bag. And, of course, when I opened presents on Christmas Eve, it was one of my many pink sweatsuits. I love pink. It's such a great brand.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Pink is a great brand for a lot of the teenagers before they move into Victoria's Secret.
What I did is I started with Victoria's Secret, and I've moved into pink. On the other way. And I feel like a teenager, which is great. Rhoda, what are you buying your lovely lady for Valentine's Day? What are you getting her?
I'm getting her something. Not for today, because unfortunately I'm away from the family on Valentine's Day. So I don't have a Valentine per se, physical Valentine, but fortunately for FaceTimes and Skypes and all of that. But, you know, weekends, yes, it's kind of compensation time.
So do you have a big Valentine's planned for your lovely lady?
Well, knowing that I work for this brand, but we do have other brands, it's one of the things is, yes, I'll try to surprise her with what she already knows, knowing the brand too. But there's always something inside that I can always surprise her. It's very difficult sometimes to surprise a woman. But with us, I think we can be very creative in that sense.
Do you think that Valentine's Day is more of a female holiday? And do you think it's unfair that guys don't get, like, as many gifts or as much attention on Valentine's? More about the girl, isn't it? Don't you think?
Yeah, it is more about the girl. And it shouldn't be just one day out of the 365 days.
Oh, this is why I love you. Valentine's Day is all about the girl, but you think that it should be every day. I think Valentine's Day should be every day.
I think so, too.
All right. Well, listen, it was such a pleasure reconnecting with you. I adore you, and I so appreciate you being on our show today. And I look forward to reconnecting with you when you come out to Los Angeles. We'll definitely have to go have a very nice, beautiful, sexy meal in celebration of your job at Victoria's Secret and all the great things you're doing there. I'm very, very happy and proud of you and all your achievements, and I thank you for being on the show today. I love you, Rhoda. Thank you.
And I welcome you, and thank you so much for this wonderful chat, first of all. And definitely when I go to LA, I just have to wear VS. That's the only way I can go out.
Absolutely. Well, I got to tell you, before we hang up, I got to tell you, I have a closet full of Victoria's Secret clothes as well. So I'm not just...
Oh, I have no doubt about
it. Avid shopper, and I appreciate your time on the show with us today, and we're definitely going to get together. So you have a fantastic Valentine's Day, even if it's belated, and maybe you can watch a movie or something tonight.
Definitely, and I do appreciate it, and I wish everybody and all your listeners to have a great Valentine's, and thank you for, you know, being loyal to our brand.
Absolutely. Well, that was my lovely friend, José Rodo, and I love saying that name. I swear to God, even just saying his name sounds sexy. We had a wonderful chat earlier today, and I know that he's kicking ass over at Victoria's Secret, but I want to tell you, he is just a super sweet, lovely guy, and that accent just is, it can make you melt. And so what I want to talk about next is what countries have the worst and best lovers. And I want you to know just from the start that this is not necessarily totally my opinion. This was actually a poll that's on Shine from Yahoo, and it was a poll done by onepoll.com. And I'm going to read to you the different nationalities that they rank as the world's worst lovers and the world's best lovers. But I just want you to know that it's not necessarily my opinion. This is an official study because I do have my opinion, and I might insert it here and there. Okay, so the world's worst lovers. And by the way, I don't agree with some of these, okay? So number one worst lovers in the world, they say, is Germany. Number two is England. See, I don't agree with that. Number three is Sweden. I couldn't tell you. Holland. Number five is America. That's us. We're number five on the world's worst lovers list. That's BS. Greece. Now here, this one's really surprising to me because I always thought the Greek guys, I mean, my God, you know, Greek guys would be, like, amazing lovers, but not according to this list. Wales, okay, maybe somebody from Wales is not a very good lover. Scotland, Turkey, and number 10 is Russia. So these are the world's worst lovers. Sorry, people, if anybody has any of these nationalities in you, my condolences, according to Shine from Yahoo. All right, so here are the world's best lovers. And again, I did not fix this list. I had nothing to do with this list. I'm just reading. I'm just, don't shoot the messengers, what I'm trying to say. Number one, world's best lovers are from Spain. Those Latinos are heating it up in España. All right, the number two country, and I can totally understand this, because again, here we have the Portuguese language, are the Brazilians, number two on the world's best lovers. Number three, the Italians. Okay, that one I totally get as well, because Italy, oh my God, those guys are so handsome. All right, number four is France. And again, you can say anything to me in French, and it sounds beautiful. So you can tell me I hate your freaking thighs, and I still would think you're telling me you love me. Although I did take 3 years of French. I probably don't know how to say that. But anyway, number five on the world's best lovers list is Ireland. Now, that's a surprise. That's really a surprise. It must be like the Guinness that they're drinking that, you know, you can't really tell because they're so trashed. Number six, another country that produces people with beautiful accents is South Africa. South Africa is number six on the world's best lovers list. Number seven is Australia. Number eight, so down under really has a different meaning in Australia. Haha. Okay, that's a cheap joke. Number eight is New Zealand. Don't really know much about guys or girls from New Zealand. I don't really know much about them. Okay, and number nine is Denmark, and 10 is Canada. So I would have never, ever suspected some of these to be on the world's best list and the world's worst list, so maybe it's all bogus. Who knows? I wonder how they took this poll. Like, did they sample, like, people doing it in each country and had a questionnaire right there? And, like, how do you take a test of the world's, how do you compare that? I don't know. It's a little freakish. But, you know, it is, after all, Valentine's Day, and we have to talk about the language of love and, you know, how we celebrate and how we perceive romanticism, and that's what the subject of the show is, baby. So I guess that was appropriate for today. And the other thing, you know, Valentine's Day and the color red are synonymous, right? The color red is the color of energy, of passion, of action. So I thought I'd look into the psychology of that color. It's a color that's warm, a positive color that's associated with our most physical needs and our will to survive. All this about red. It exudes a strong and powerful and masculine energy. So red is actually a masculine color. Interesting. How many guys do you know that wear red, that are confident enough to wear red? Red is energizing. It excites the emotions and motivates us to take action. I can understand it. Lights a fire under your ass. It signifies a pioneering spirit and leadership qualities, and promoting ambition and determination. You know what? It's interesting because I have a red leather computer bag, and maybe when I walk into the room with that, people think I'm a leader and I'm powerful. Who the hell knows? It's also strong-willed and can give confidence to those who are shy or lacking in willpower. Being the color of physical movement, the red color awakens our physical life force. It's the color of sexuality. Here we go. And can stimulate deeper and more intimate passions in us, such as love and sex on the positive side, or revenge or anger on the negative. It's often used to express our love, as in Valentine's Day. However, it relates more to sexuality and lust rather than love. Love, listen up, people, love is expressed with pink, obviously in the red family. And it's the most positive. At its most positive, it can create life with its sexual energy, or use it as a negative expression of anger and aggression to fuel war and destruction. You know, you can have all that on one Valentine's Day night. You're going to have love, passion, destruction, anger, and fights. Yes, you can. Not tonight, baby. The color red can stimulate the appetite. Oh, my God. Maybe that's why Coca-Cola cans are red, often being used in restaurants for this purpose. That's true. It also increases cravings for food and other stimuli. Being surrounded by too much of the color red can cause us to become irritated, agitated, and ultimately angry. So don't paint all the walls in your house red, right? Too little, and we become cautious, manipulative, and fearful. So what this is saying is that we need to have a modicum of red in our lives to be more balanced, I suppose. In Eastern cultures such as China, red is the color for good luck, although times are changing, and many Chinese brides now wear white. It is traditionally the color for weddings. In Indian culture, it symbolizes purity and is often used in their wedding gowns. Now, that really is, like, completely confusing. If red is supposed to be the color of sex and lust, how could it possibly symbolize purity in India? Okay, let's call India. Positive and negative traits. So positive words that are associated with red, I already mentioned a bunch of these: action, energy, speed, attention getting, assertive and confident, energizing, stimulating, exciting, powerful, passionate. Did I just say passionate? No. Stimulating. Yes, I did. I said stimulating already. And driven, courageous and strong, spontaneous and determined. I like the color red. Here are some negative keywords that associate with the color red: aggressive, domineering. I know people like this. Overbearing. Oh, my God. Tiring, angry, and quick-tempered, ruthless, fearful, intolerant, rebellious, and obstinate, resentful, violent, and brutal. That sounds like a few of people I grew up with. Okay, so red is a really hot color, and I can totally see why red is used on their most romantic day of the year. The color red is a favorite color of mine. I like it. I actually think women look beautiful with red lips. You know, I started to talk about this during the Roto interview, but this past week, okay, I had such a cool experience because I got this incredible audition at the Warner Brothers lot. Anybody who's been following me has heard about this 10,000 times and is now totally sick of me talking about it, but I got to tell you, here's the coolest part of the whole thing. I had to dress as something that was so out of type for me, right? Because I'm, you know, just a typical mommy, you know, sexy girl, Latina, you know, I think you're getting to know me. But, you know, I don't necessarily outwardly consider myself a total, like, lipstick lesbian dykey kind of badass type, but that's what I had to be this week. And I had to be a Latina version of that. So what did I do? Of course, I, you know, practiced all the lines and really got into that character and really did a lot of analyzing. And before any audition, you got to do so much homework to really eat for those 5 minutes that you're in that room. You have to have an entire history of your character amassed within you, right? Because that's the only way you win parts, is to really become, not to act. And so I, of course, did all my legwork on that and really tried to get in and find the commonalities between me and this character that is supposedly against type. I had to find Jackie in her. The other thing is that my neighbor, who is amazing, she is a makeup artist for horror movies, and she's like an incredible girl. She is so cute and edgy. She is edgy, right? And I asked her to come over the day before and literally completely make me over into a badass chola. And guys, you would never even recognize me. I actually put pictures up on Facebook, and people were like, wow, hot, beautiful. I couldn't believe it. Like, here I am thinking, oh, my God, this is like the nasty version of myself. And all I was getting was compliments. And then on the day of the audition, I literally had to stop and get gas, and there were guys turning around in their cars just looking at me. Then I got to the studio, and the people that were working there were just looking at me. Now, I don't know if I had a third eye in the middle of my forehead, and that's why they were looking, or maybe I, like, stepped on toilet paper. But I have a feeling it's because I was dressed as a badass. So there's something about that badass, rebellious girl that I think guys really like. And I, you know, I'm starting to understand. I'm, like, starting to discover that about myself. At this stage in my freaking life, I'm starting to discover my own badass. And I actually think that this audition has now created a monster in me. Because now I want to dress like a chola badass, like, everywhere I go. And it's, like, not who my husband married. So how do I deal with this, right? I do want to be myself, the new version of myself. But anyway, it was so much fun becoming this person. And I think, you know what, for all you safe little girls out there who never want to take risks and just always play it very safe, I think it's okay to go a little outside of your comfort zone, because you might discover things in yourself you had no freaking clue existed. Like, I know that I'm going to be wearing all these clothes that I got for this audition over and over again, and it's going to freak everybody I know out because they just don't see me like that. But it was a lot of fun. Anyway, so I want to read you some quotes. These are great Valentine's Day quotes that come from famous people. So Groucho Marx said that behind every successful man is a woman, and behind her is his wife. Rita Rudner: I love being married. It's so great to find one special person you want to annoy for the rest of your life. Who can relate to that? I know I can. Here's another one from Rita Rudner: my boyfriend and I broke up. He wanted to get married, and I didn't want him to. She's really funny. Phyllis Diller, who's a brilliant comedian. My God, she's
one of the best in the world. Okay, never go to bed mad. Just stay up on. Who can relate to that? Jackie. okay, so here are some other ones. Jay Leno. Today's Valentine's Day, or, as men like to call it, extortion day. And here's one from Mae West. Women with pasts interest men. They hope history will repeat itself. I love that. All right, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and I'll be back with some more Jackie's Vida Loca, baby.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting shows with your questions and comments at
914-338-1303.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Okay, people, you're on Jackie's Vida Loca, and I'm going to give you a drink recipe for tonight, okay? Guys and girls alike, you can make this. It's not that difficult, and it sounds so sexy and delicious. It's the chocolate cherry cheesecake. It's a drink that is served like in a martini glass, and you put 2.5 ounces of Bailey's with a hint of mint chocolate. You put 1/2 ounce of Smirnoff black cherry-flavored vodka, 2 teaspoons of cheesecake pudding mix, 1 black cherry, whipped cream, and dark chocolate shavings, and a mint sprig. Now, I realize that these ingredients are not necessarily in your cupboard right now, but you have a little time here to run to the store and grab all this stuff. And if you don't make this tonight, you can still make it on Friday night, tomorrow night. Whenever you make this, the person you're making it for will be totally impressed. So you take all those ingredients and you shake together the Bailey's with the hint of mint chocolate, the vodka, and the pudding mix in a cocktail shaker with ice. You strain it into a martini glass. You garnish it with a black cherry, whipped cream, dark chocolate shavings, and a mint sprig. Okay, if you don't want to do all that, just get some Godiva chocolate liqueur and put like a little whipped cream on top. Get a little bit of mint or even like some sugar that's colored red. And then, you know, you can just serve it maybe with a cherry on top. Godiva chocolate liqueur mix is so delicious. You can even add a little vodka to that. You can get creative. Listen, give her a few of those, and after the third one, she won't care what it tastes like. Okay, so I wanted to share with you what Cosmo Magazine, because, look, I got to tell you, I know we focus on girls all the time on this show, and it's always like kind of like me, you know, what can you do for the Latinas in your life? But you know what? It's unfair, and I'm here to be the first one to say that we need to figure out how do we treat our men better, right? So I wanted to give you some gift ideas from Cosmo, what they're suggesting to buy him for Valentine's Day. These are nice gifts that are all under $20, and you can get him a few. And if you didn't, you know, get anything yet, then you might have to spend a lot more than $20 like I just did. But anyway, so for him, one thing you might want to do is do some research on, I can't barely speak here, do some research to find out what your guy's favorite and potentially corny band was when he was a teenager. And then buy him a vintage record. You can get this on eBay for about $15. Isn't that nice? That's like a really, like, very thoughtful gift. Now, you might have missed the opportunity to do this for today because obviously they're not going to ship it out today, but I still think if you did it and went on eBay and did this and printed like a copy of it and put it in a beautiful card, they would know it's coming and they would still be excited that it's coming. So I love that idea. Okay, the next idea is a journal. So you might want to get your man a journal that he can log all the things he loves about you. Here we go, turning it back on us. No, log all the things that are important in his life, and you can get these on the Internet. There's the Ecolo Journal that you can get online. Ecolo Journal. That's pretty. I don't know. We live in a digital age, so this whole concept of really writing things down seems like a little, like it would take too long. I write stuff down, like, literally on my iPhone. Like, I'll be sitting in a restaurant and get, like, a really crazy good idea and literally turn my phone on and capture it there. So I don't even know how to write anymore. Here's another good one for him, a Lexicon business card case. A super sleek card case will add to his professional credibility or at least make him feel more important. Now, here's a great idea, because how many guys actually have a card case? But heck, they, you know, if they're in any kind of business, whether it's for themselves or somebody else, they probably have business cards, and I think that does add a little polish to their presentation. Okay, here's another one for him. And now this is a really predictable one. Cosmo, I think you could have done better here. Gap multi-heart boxers. I don't know. I mean, how many times has a girl gotten a guy boxers for Valentine's Day? Yes, these have cute little hearts on them. I don't know. I think that's kind of like a lame, not very well thought through. But if it is right now, that as soon as you finish listening to the show, you're going to go buy a gift, that might be a really good gift to get. Like a go-to gift if you didn't put much thought into this and waited till the last minute. Okay, bye. So let's keep going. Okay, another good gift for him is Scrabble. Now, you see, I love Scrabble. To me, Scrabble is one of the best board games ever because it's cool. Like, you can make words up if you don't have a dictionary handy. But what helps is that you actually learn new words. I actually play Scrabble almost every single night. Believe it or not, people, this is like one of my vices. I play Scrabble almost every single night on my iPad. But here they're suggesting that you get the real deal. And I used to love playing Scrabble, you know, on the actual board game. And it's a great way to come together, and it's not very expensive, and it'll make you both way smarter. All right, next gift idea, a Chrome bedroom dice. This gift needs a little explanation or even a card. It's like, oh, okay, it's kind of like, it's not fuzzy dice, but it's these dice that have, like, all these naughty sayings on them, like naughty bits, kiss, lick. I don't know, it's like a little game, and I guess you roll the dice and you do whatever is on the dice. Yeah, it's not bad. It's Valentine's Day. I mean, I think that's a cute gift. All right, anything you can do to get romantic is a great idea. Milk chocolate heart lollipops from Godiva are a nice gift, I think, for a guy or a girl. And they're not super expensive, again. And I think there's probably a Godiva store in every freaking mall. So wherever you live, you know you're close to a Godiva store, and you cannot go wrong with Godiva. In fact, while the Jose Rodo interview was playing, I was having a chocolate-covered strawberry in celebration of Valentine's Day, because my lovely husband got me that as a gift, as I mentioned earlier. All right, let's see what else Cosmo has in store for the men in our lives. CB2 stainless steel magnetic frames. Give this to him with a picture of the two of you, not just you, but the two of you. All right, just you is fine. These frames are magnetic and small, so he can put them on the fridge or his desk. They're really inexpensive, and they're available at CB2. You know CB2 is a retailer, like an extension of Crate and Barrel. So they're very, very, like, high style, and they're really pretty. You know, and I think a digital frame is also a really nice gift for people because you can upload different pictures and you can change them and add to them, and they hold like 100 pictures, and it's like, I think it's a really nice add to somebody's desk. Okay, what else? For him, Nautica Blue Cologne. You know, I don't know what Nautica Blue Cologne tastes like. I don't know what it tastes like. I don't know what it smells like. It says here, hints of lavender and amber. But I will tell you, there is a new cologne called Terre, T-E-R-R-E, by Hermes. Hermes is spelled H-E-R-M-E-S. And it is to die for. Honestly, forget the Nautica advice from Cosmo and take the Jackie advice from Jackie's Vida Loca and run and get your guy. Ladies, listen up. Now, it's not under $20, okay? It is more like close to, I don't know, $90. But if you want to splurge a little bit, go and get your guy's Terre, T-E-R-R-E, from Hermes. It is absolutely beautiful. Okay. Another gift for the guys is CB2GG stemware. Some fancy wine glasses add sophisticated flair to his pad and are something you can both enjoy with a bottle of Bordeaux. These are really nice. They're kind of like square wine glasses. They're not like the bubbly kind, but they're kind of square. They're really beautiful. At CB2, I would suggest these, CB2GG stemware. I think those are some nice gift ideas. So let me ask you guys, have you been watching The Bachelor? I got to tell you, it's the craziest addiction I have, and honestly, it is the worst television you could possibly imagine that you love to watch. Why? It is so damn addicting and ridiculous. Okay, so this season there's a girl on there named Tierra. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't mind sticking needles in her eyes. She is just like a nightmare. And you wonder, are these women truly like this? Or is this just the producers of the show trying to make it more interesting? But this girl, she was kicked off the last show, and honestly, if she hadn't been kicked off, I literally would have blown up my television. She is just such a drama queen. And here's the thing, ladies. Listen up. I know, especially we feisty Latinas, we have a temper on us, but the worst thing you can do to attract a guy is be a drama queen. And I know we have to contain ourselves sometimes. We really do. But that's the worst thing you can do. That is the biggest freaking turnoff to a man. And I honestly don't know how some of these women feel like they can get away with just being drama. Like, guys don't want that. And honestly, nobody wants that. Nobody wants a drama queen in their life. So for all you little drama queens out there, and you know who you are because you're smiling right now, you got to get your act together and cut it out and mature, because what men really want is a confident woman. This comes up over and over and over again. A confident woman that's confident in herself around other women, that has goals, that's going for her goals, not just sitting around eating bonbons all day, although the thought of that does appeal to me. But honestly, I couldn't do that all day, every day, besides the fact that I'd be like big as a barn. You know, I think men really want women that got their act together. So if you're one of these soppy, always crying, always complaining, bitching about what the world has doled out to you, cut it out. This show is about empowering all of us. This show is about being strong and going for your dreams and your goals. And I'm not saying that just to be mushy, although I do like mushy, especially on Valentine's Day. But, you know, this show is about encouraging all of us to be on the right track and go for your dreams and be fearless, you know, not let things stand in your way. And I think when women are a pain in the ass, that stands in their way, needless to say, okay? So, you know, if you want a successful relationship, my advice is get your act together, and you will attract a good man by doing that. Imagine, what kind of guy is attracted to a drama queen? Who is that guy? Is that the guy you want? I don't think so, you know? You want, if you got a head on your shoulders, you want a guy that's going to love you and that's going to be a good man and that's going to do his part in providing for you and your family if you should end up together, you know, and who's going to treat you well. And a guy like that isn't attracted to a pain in the ass, you know. And when they are, believe me, sooner or later, they will get dumped. They will get dumped. So my advice is to all the women out there, and look, to the men too. Okay? Because a good woman, maybe they want to take care of you, maybe they want to fix you, maybe they want a bad boy, blah, 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 so that they can feel like they're nurturing somebody. But ultimately, women like that, that feel like they always have to be with a bad boy, those women have hang-ups, you know? So if you're a guy that wants a good woman, get your act together too. You know what I mean? Be organized with your life and set goals for yourself, and don't be afraid to, you know, go for your goals as well. Look, we live in a tough world. This economy has changed the landscape of America, of the world, and we have to behave differently now. Things don't come as easily as they used to. And so I think that we have to be a little bit more focused and a little bit more cognizant of where we want to go and have a path, at least one that we think may get us there, and go for it, you know. And that's my preaching for today. Hey, you know what? Since it is Valentine's Day, I wanted to share with you Jackie's picks for the greatest TV couples of all time. So these are my favorites, okay? I think, like, you know, we know that couples on television, it's all fiction, we know they don't really exist. But, you know, the truth is for, like, for us to enjoy watching TV with a couple on it, those two people have to have a spark, a chemistry. You can watch television and watch a couple, and it could be a couple of friends. It could be a couple that's supposed to be married or together. That, if that spark doesn't exist, it makes for terrible TV. And I feel that all the ones I'm going to share with you in a minute had an incredible chemistry between them, and that made for amazing television. And it also made for a great example, of course, with all the writing and all the other stuff that goes into making a television show, but it goes to make a great example of what real great couples are like. So the first ones on my list, the number one, actually, I'm going to start backwards. I'm going to start with the number fifth greatest couple, and I'm going to work my way up to the number one greatest couple. So the number fifth greatest couple is like an unusual suspect, okay? You might think I'm a nut, okay? But Tony and Carmela Soprano. What an amazing couple! He's a gangster. She's a housewife. They completely get along all the time. They work out all the family issues. She asks no freaking questions, and he's totally fine with that. I'm not saying that's how you should be. But I'm just saying there was real spark there, okay? And they got along so great, and I'm really, really sorry the show's off the air because I would have loved to have seen them continue being these amazing heads of their family. And by the way, there was a lot of love in that family, aside from the time that he was killing people, which, you know, happens if you're a gangster. Okay, number fourth greatest couples on television of all time, I would say, are Marge and Homer Simpson. Now, let me ask you something. Any man that will tolerate you having blue hair that's 3 feet tall, always the same hairstyle, not a hair out of place, that guy deserves a few Emmys. I love Marge and Homer Simpson. Homer with all of his faults and Marge just the unending, you know, understanding, loving mom. And you know what? There are couples like that across America, and I think Marge and Homer are very representative of the great couples that we have in this country. So I love Marge and Homer, and I wish them the best. And they haven't aged a day in the last 20-some-odd years, and you got to hand it to them for being a cartoon. Okay, the next, like in the middle for me, number three, so we're going backwards, number three are Ross and Rachel on Friends. Oh, my God. You know, I cried during Friends. I cried. Their loving, wonderful relationship was so funny, and yet there was such tenderness there. And they are just like, they epitomize like the typical couple in the 90s, and her hair. How could you go wrong with that hair? Rachel, you are my hair goddess. Still today, 20 years later, people are still wearing that hairstyle, and it's still in style. So you got to hand it to a girl that is timeless and a guy who kisses her feet. And I love those two guys. Very smart, very nice couple. All right, number two on my list are George and Wheezy Jefferson. They're moving on. Now, I don't know when you grew up, and I don't know if you grew up during the time where the Jeffersons were on television. Too bad if you didn't. But what I would say is get the hell on YouTube and watch these two. They were always fighting. That's what makes them hysterical. They were always at each other's, like, always at odds. George Jefferson being the crazy character, pulling all kinds of stunts, and Wheezy being, like, rolling her eyes and always having to put up with George's antics. How many people do you know are like George and Wheezy Jefferson? They were hysterical. And honestly, you have to have humor in a marriage. Really, like, I can tell you that when I first married, I didn't realize this, that you have to have humor in a marriage. Sometimes the most tense moments in a marriage can be diffused completely with a joke or a funny something. It could just, you know, melt the ice in the room. And for anybody who's out there in a relationship and you go out to dinner tonight, and your mate does something that absolutely you want to kill them for, and it's Valentine's Day, I suggest you find a joke in it and try to make light of the situation and give it time. Because what I've also found is that, like, when things get very heated and you wait a little bit, somehow or other, it just becomes less important. And I think George and Lee's Jefferson, completely amassed what's right in dealing with conflict in a relationship. But they're not my top favorite. And you may guess who my top favorite is, because I have mentioned this show before on Jackie's Vida Loca. My favorite couple of all time are Archie and Edith Bunker from All in the Family. Now, here's the thing, people. This is one you definitely have to look up on YouTube. I promise you, when I tell you, you know what? Don't do that. Go out and get the box set, because to me, this is the best television that was ever created. Funny, provocative, dealing with issues of the day. And here's a couple that literally survived everything. And they are a couple that understood each other. And they were imperfect people, like we all are. Wow, two of the best ever written characters, ever acted characters I've ever seen. And frankly, you know, you get a writer to write words on a page, but it's people like, you know, Carol O'Connor and, gosh, I can't remember Edith's name now because I'll always know her as Edith, but this is how Archie and Edith came to life, is these actors literally brought them to life. And so I find that Archie and Edith, you know, got through everything, and they were so endearing and so lovable because we saw every one of their imperfections. They didn't see the imperfections in themselves. And they didn't even see the imperfections in each other. They just were able to forge through life. And the provocative subject matters that were covered on those shows, they were able to get through it. So I think it's a great example. And by the way, you'll laugh hysterically watching All in the Family. It is, to me, all-time best sitcom ever. And I think you should definitely watch that. If you can, and rent the whole series is really just amazing. So my husband made reservations for tonight. People, listen up. 6:15. That is really no time for dinner. That's like when I'm remembering that I didn't have lunch and getting a snack out of the refrigerator. But tonight I literally have to finish the show in about 20 minutes, get my butt upstairs out of my studio and put my curlers on, get myself completely dolled up so I can look halfway decent, throw on a pair of 5-inch heels, because you can never go wrong on Valentine's Day with 5-inch heels. I know I'm going to be, like, killing myself an hour into it. But I have to get ready and get the heck out of here and go through Los Angeles traffic to get to the restaurant by 6:15. I'm excited about this. And I'm excited that, you know, he's made such a beautiful effort to take us out. But I don't understand why we're going so early. This is crazy. Anyway, so I'll have to tell you all about my Valentine's Day dinner next time. But right now, we are going to take a few minutes break for a lovely promo.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303. Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered Eric Zulli's newest project, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com on Blog Talk Radio. Find the most up-to-date info on his show, Easy Talk, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time by following his Twitter site at Easy Way Broadcast and at Eric Zulli. EZ connects listeners with their favorite celebrities and Hollywood insiders who are doing it the easy way. And you can, too. Talk to Eric during the show at 914-338-1303.
So we're here in Jackie's Vida Loca, and it's Valentine's Day, and all we're talking about is sexy things. Yay! Anyway, Men's Health is a publication. It's a magazine that has published a Valentine's Day survival guide. And like I said before, this show is not just about women. It's about guys, too, the beautiful men we love. And so I wanted to share with you, first of all, who they think are the hottest celebrity couples of 2013. Because we just talked about, like, my favorite TV, all-time favorite, greatest TV couples. But now we're going to talk about who Men's Health thinks are the hottest celebrity couples of 2013. So the number 20 on their list is Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield. So Emma Stone was just amazing in The Help. Honestly, she is just a great little actress. She's a pretty, pretty girl. And I think she ended up with a good guy. Andrew Garfield is a sweet man, and he seems like he loves her. She's 24. He's 29. I think that's a good match. Jackie's Vida Loca says yes. Okay. The next one is Fabrizio Moretti and Kristen Wiig. Okay. Kristen Wiig is my comedy, current female comedy idol. She's truly one of the funniest women on the planet. Now, Fabrizio Moretti, who's 32 years old, just happens to be married to one of the funniest women on the planet, Kristen Wiig. He is very cute. He's Italian. They seem to really get along, and there's a very cute picture of them on Men's Health. All right, we'll give them a green light. They can stay together. Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel. Okay, I got to tell you, in the past, I haven't been like, you know, I'm not what I thought. Justin Timberlake was fine, but he just wasn't one of these guys that, I don't know, I just never was that interested in the music or interested in following him. And even Jessica Biel, just not one of those people like on my top list of people that I feel connected to in any way. But I got to tell you something, people. I changed my mind. I completely changed my mind after the Grammys. Call me petty. But when I saw him on the Grammys, he is just such an incredible performer, and he's just grown up to be a very well-put-together, sleek kind of guy. And maybe he was always like this, and maybe I just didn't realize it. But I just think now, like, I've completely changed my mind about him, and I love his latest song. And I think, you know, they make a really nice couple, and I know that she kind of gave him an ultimatum before they got married. I'm not a fan of ultimatums, by the way. I really don't think a woman should ever have to give anybody an ultimatum. She did. It worked for her. Let's see what happens. To me, this is not a green light. This is not a red light. This is a yellow light. For me, it's still yet to be seen whether Justin and Jessica will stay together. Here's another one. I really like these two. Number 17 on the hottest celebrity couples list from Men's Health is Penelope Cruz and Javier Bardem. Penelope Cruz y Javier Bardem, two Spaniards. They've been together for a while. They're grown-ups, so she's 38, he's 43. They seem to weather the storm. They're not always on the front page of all the tabloids, which I think makes for an even better relationship. They're both very accomplished, very focused on the craft of acting as opposed to the celebrity of acting, although they are megawatt celebrities. But for these two, I give a green light. I really think they're going to make it. The next one that I think is a total red light, people, and I think every single one of my listeners out there is going to agree with me, baby or not. Red light is Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. First of all, there's too many K's in both of their names. And I don't know, for me, that's just going to be the first red flag. But Kim Kardashian, you got to give the girl credit. She has absolutely no skill other than being a celebrity, I guess. I mean, she really doesn't have acting skills. She's not a singer. She's not a dancer. She is just somebody who does personal. She's a personality, I guess. Other than that, I mean, yes, you can follow her life, her reality show, if that's what you're into. I'm not here to judge. Oy vey. But anyway, I really think that these guys are the flavor of the month, the flavor of the moment. I think they're way into their appearance and their materialism. And honestly, I don't think they got a shot in hell. And I think if we had this show in a year from now, we'd be saying that they broke up. I mean, you got to wish these people the best because, you know, whatever. You want to wish everybody the best. But I just don't think they're going to make it. Sorry. Okay, here's a couple I love. This is total green light. This is total green light. And they're a Hollywood it couple. Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck. Look, these two have a tight family unit. He's an incredible family man. She's a wonderful mother. From all accounts, I mean, I don't live with them, so I can't really tell you for sure. But I got to tell you, you just get a sense that they're so grounded and that they really have their priorities in the right place. They're both incredibly creative, and I got to hand it to Ben Affleck. He is so incredibly handsome, and he's so incredibly articulate and smart. I've watched a number of interviews that he has done, and the guy is well-educated and sharp, and it's no wonder to me It's no wonder to me that his film Argo is doing so well, which, by the way, if you've not seen that, go ahead. Okay, so I definitely give these guys a green light. They are definitely, I think, going to keep it together. Portia de Rossi and Ellen DeGeneres. Where the hell do I begin? Look, I wish these ladies the best of luck. And honestly, I think it's wonderful that we live in a society today, at least in most parts of the country or big cities or whatever, we live in a place today that there is a lot more tolerance and acceptance for, you know, women being with women and men being with men, and whatever floats your boat, I think you should do it and do it proudly. And I think they do, you know, I really think they do. They seem very happy. And, you know, I think that they have a shot. I just think it's a tough world out there. They've lasted for a while, so I don't know. I give them a yellow and a half. So what that means is it's not 100% green. It's kind of like greenish yellow. I don't know that they're going to last over, like, the test of time for many, many, many years to come, but at least another few. So yellow and a half. All right, Zooey Deschanel and Jamie Linden. Okay, let me just tell you something. Honestly, I have no freaking clue. I just don't know. Zooey Deschanel and Jamie Linden. Don't know enough about them. Don't have an opinion. I can't say I care too much, so let's move on. Justin Theroux and Jennifer Aniston. Poor Jennifer Aniston. This is one of the prettiest girls in the world. She's got one of the hottest bodies in the world. She's probably got a fortune because she made so much money with Friends. This girl has everything that a good man can want on the surface. Again, I don't know these people well enough. I had never lived with them. And we only judge celebrities by what we see. But it just can't seem, she can't seem to get a wedding ring. I don't know what's going on. And honestly, Justin Theroux and Jennifer Aniston, I give them a yellow light just because she has a track record. And he's an agent or something like that. So anyway, I don't know. Sorry, Jennifer. Julianne Hough and Ryan Seacrest. Okay. Oh, Julianne Hough. Can I just tell you? Beautiful girl, incredible dancer, gets on my freaking nerves. Ryan Seacrest, I adore. I want the best for Ryan. In fact, Ryan Seacrest actually grew up in the same neighborhood as my husband's family did in Atlanta. So there's a special place in our hearts for Ryan Seacrest, and he is just this mega, mega mogul. I mean, shoot, if Julianne really does end up with Ryan, for better or for worse, she's going to be better than worse. But I got to tell you, she seems like a pill and a half. She seems high maintenance, and for that reason, I give this couple a yellow. All right, the next couple is Jason Segel and Michelle Williams, and I got to tell you, I really don't know much about Jason Segel, and I don't think anybody knows much about Michelle Williams other than she's a very classy lady. She handled, you know, very, very tough situations in her life, and she did that with dignity, and she seems to be a great mom, spending a lot of time with her daughter. I think she's a serious woman, and, you know, I don't know much about him, so for me, I can't really judge this couple. Jason Sudeikis and Olivia Wilde, another one that I give a yellow to. This is just, to me, another Hollywood relationship that's a few months and then bye-bye, and I just give him a yellow. Enrique Iglesias and Anna Kournikova. Okay, if we had done this little game maybe 5 years ago, I would have said definitely red. This ain't going anywhere. She is going to somehow pegarle los cuernos at Enrique Iglesias, which means cheat on him. You know, I would have thought that this would have been down the toilet in a minute. But guess what? They're still going strong. And that is why sometimes, folks, you just can't. There's some people, even though they're beautiful people, they just, to me, seemed like an odd couple, but look at this. They're still going strong, and they've been together for a while. He's 37, she's 31, so now they're becoming grown-ups. And, you know, I think I'm going to give them a green. Next is Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert. Now, I don't know. Miranda Lambert talks like this. I don't know if I could put up with that voice for the rest of my living, waking life. I don't know. She talks right through her nose. I don't know if I could stand her forever, and that's why I give Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert as long as the voice is on. And when the voice show gets canceled, I think they're down the toilet. So definitely, I don't know, I'll give them a red. Sorry. Amy Poehler and Tina Fey. They're not married, but they're a great couple. According to Men's Health magazine, they're number 6 on the hottest celebrity couples. And I think they're just really great comedians. So I'm going to give them a green. They're going to be friends for a long time, and they're going to do creative things together for a long time. Here's another one. Now, this one I'm going to give a green, reluctantly. This is Kobe Bryant and Vanessa. Vanessa, his wife, Vanessa Lane. She's a Venezuelan. Oh, is she Venezuelan? Yeah, I think she's Venezuelan. Venezuelan or Colombian, one of the two. But here's the thing. This woman has put up with so much of his crap, and every time he does something wrong, he comes home with a big fat diamond, which shows you where her priorities are, okay? And I got to tell you, she's willing to put up with all his crap, which I never would have done. She, you know what she got? A 4 million, 8-carat purple diamond, sorry I cheated on you ring. So, I mean, you know, when you have the same priority scale, you probably will last as long as the money's there. So as long as Kobe Bryant can keep playing basketball and keep bringing in money and be very, very wealthy, this little bitch will stick around. Green. Stephen Moyer and Anna Paquin. Okay, so here's a couple that I just honestly don't get. Anna Paquin was the one who was in The Piano. Great actress. Now she dyes her hair blonde. I've never seen her happy in a photograph. I've really never seen her happy in a photograph. Now, I know this is very, very surface, and it's hard for me to judge. And who the hell am I to judge, right? I'm just the host of a radio show. But I will tell you, I give these two a yellow. I don't think they're going to last, but they might surprise us. Jay-Z and Beyonce, number 3 top hottest celebrity couple, according to Men's Health magazine. And I can tell you that somehow or other, these two have what it takes to see it through. I know some very unflattering pictures came out of Beyonce after the Super Bowl. She looked like a man, but I think that was just a fluke. I think somebody doctored those pictures because this girl's beautiful, and they seem to have a very private and tight relationship. Private in the sense that you're not always reading about all their crap in a tabloid, although they do sell pictures of the baby, and which I'm not a fan of. I don't think that's right, but I guess they have their reasons. Anyway, whatever. Again, I'm not here to judge. I'm just here to say that I think they are going to make it. So I give Jay-Z and Beyonce a green light. Here's an interesting one. Prince William and Kate Middleton. You know, it's amazing that so far so good, being a royal couple, the pressures of that have got to be unbelievable. And I think what's good about these two in particular is that they dated for a really long time. I think it was like 8 years before they tied the knot. And believe me, that was one amazing knot for Kate Middleton. She's now making history. But, I think these do have a shot. But I think there's so much pressure in royal marriages that I give them a green minus because, and maybe that's just wishful thinking in the sense that you really want these two beautiful, sweet, put together royals to make it. So I am rooting for them. But just because it's such a tough world to live in British royalty, to live in the public limelight, to have every single one of your moves not just evaluated by everybody in the world, but evaluated by the Queen, who never seems happy. You know, I think she really likes Kate. And why wouldn't she? She's done a great job. She's done more for the royal family in England or in Great Britain than many, many people have done in a long time. And I would say the last person that did anything to the rank that she has is, Princess Diana. And we all know how the Queen felt about her. Now, she had her baggage. We won't deny that. But, you know, with Prince William and Kate Middleton, I think that they're both smart, very well-educated, very well-grounded people. I can only hope that they definitely continue to seek privacy so that they can have a fruitful marriage. I think it's ridiculous when people try to live their entire marriage in the public eye. You know what? That is not healthy for a marriage, and all these reality stars that are constantly letting the cameras into every aspect of their life are idiots. And, I talk about my husband on the show a little bit. I talk about my family, but there are aspects. You have to create boundaries, and there are aspects of my personal life that nobody but my personal friends and family will ever know. And that's okay, because I may be a public figure in terms of doing a radio show or being an actress or, doing other public things, but you have to know where to draw the line. And I think to be a successful couple, which is what I want and I think what they want, you have to have boundaries. and know when to let people into what. The public does not have to opine on every aspect of a public person's life. And that is Jackie's opinion. And, yes, I am being opinionated there. Okay, so according to Men's Health, the number one hottest celebrity couple of 2013, and these I'm going to give a green light to. I'm going to give them a green light. Okay, are you ready? Drum roll, please. Michelle Obama and Barack Obama. Now, whether you like Obama as president of the United States, whether you voted for Obama or not, you cannot deny that this man is a true, wonderful, good-hearted family man. And I'm not sitting here saying that I agree with his politics or what he's done. I'm not saying that I don't. My political views are not at play here. But I will say that I think he's a good family man. And what I love about these two is that he has dinner with his family every single night. Of course, as long as he's at the White House, as long as they're all together. But he takes his kids to school. He spends time with his daughters. You know, I think his daughters treat him like a regular dad. And you got to hand it to this guy. He really, really seems to respect and honor Michelle Obama. And you know what? She's his equal. She is his equal. She is accomplished. She is educated. She is put together. She cares for her family. She's a good mother. You know, whether you like his politics or not, you got to say that he is a great family man and they make a great couple. They've been through a lot together. I think his success is very much due in part by her support. They definitely are a couple that will stand the test of time, and I agree with Men's Health. I think this is the hottest celebrity couple of 2013. I agree that they are great and that they belong at the top of the list, and I wish them the best on Valentine's Day and every day. You know, I think it's wonderful to explore what makes a great couple, to explore, you know, to explore yourself and to find that how you can be a better couple. And I think Valentine's Day is a great day to do that. But you know what? Some of us are not in couples, so this show is not necessarily for everybody who's coupled up. But what I wanted to talk you through as we wrap up the show today, and it's Valentine's Day, some of us are going out, some of us are staying in, and, you know, I thought that we could talk, to round out the show, we could talk about the best Valentine's Day movies for all of you guys who are staying in tonight and having an evening in, okay? So I'm going to go from most romantic to least romantic. Great Valentine's Day movies. These are my recommendations. So I think at the top of my list, I got two actually that hit the top of my list that are my favorite romantic movies. The first is When Harry Met Sally. I know a lot of people have this one on their list. It's just such a sweet movie. And here's the other thing I was going to say. The soundtrack, there's two soundtracks from this film. You got to go out and get the music from that movie is beautiful. It's like all these old time, like 20s and 30s romantic songs. So not only is the movie to When Harry Met Sally is great. The other movie I really, really like, and Keira Knightley was in it, and actually of all the things she's ever done, this is the one movie that I found her so amazingly adorable in, and that's Love Actually, a great Valentine's Day movie. Okay, so those two movies, I would say, if you're feeling romantic and you like the person you're with and you're going to have a night in and maybe, you know, order some Chinese food and just have a nice, sexy, romantic night in. Those are two, you know, lovely movies to watch. The third movie is The Hangover. I think you should rent The Hangover so that you can appreciate the love that you're with, you know, and so you can appreciate the guy you got, because those guys in that film are like the last Valentine you'd ever want. But I will tell you this. That whole rental of The Hangover may completely backfire because, can you say Bradley Cooper? Oh, my God, he was so amazing in Silver Linings Playbook. Just fantastic. Okay, number four on the list, excuse me, Pee-wee's Big Adventure. I think you should rent this because you'll appreciate your man isn't into indecent exposure. And when you see Pee-wee Herman, you'll realize, thank God my boyfriend or husband or my loved one doesn't expose themselves in public. The fifth one is Magic Mike. So if you're dateless tonight, if you're dateless and just want to stay home and watch Channing Tatum all night, I would invite a gay friend over and just watch that movie. I think that's a great movie for people who are dateless. If you're dateless and pissed off, like you just broke up or got divorced or something, you might want to rent Silence of the Lambs. This movie will help you burn off some of that steam. Now, if you're really resigned to having a crappy evening because you're really, really mad at the world, I would rent one of the worst films ever, and that's Battlefield Earth. Because, again, if you feel like the world is completely against you, that's a great movie for you. But for the rest of us, I want to wish you a very happy Valentine's Day, and I want to say thank you. I think this is the first time I said thank you all show, and I apologize for that because I do really appreciate our loyal, loyal listeners to Jackie's Vida Loca. Happy Valentine's Day, my beautiful loquitos out there. Keep in touch all week on Facebook, on Twitter, on Jackie's Vida Loca. And you can email me at jackiesvidaloca@gmail.com. All right, my loves, have a great week. Happy Valentine's Day. Eat lots of chocolate. Live it up. Have a great week.